Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 3:30, and you know what that means. It's time for us to hold up the headlines. All right, Becky Lynn, give us some headlines, please.
KTAR News, eyes on education.
Well, an Arizona Republican has an idea on how to help solve our state's teacher shortage.
State Representative Matt Grass believes not enough money is going into teachers' pockets, so he wants to pass a bill to give teachers a $10,000 pay raise by 2025.
This plan would significantly boost starting teacher pay to fourth in the country.
Critics say there are flaws with this bill. They point out it doesn't cover costs to school districts whenever salaries go up, including for things like payroll taxes and pension contributions. The House is expected to vote on the bill Monday. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Griselda Satino, KTAR News.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Listen, I'm all for going down this road and listening to what this representative has to say, but I don't think $10,000 will bring you up to fourth in the country in terms of teacher pay.
Arizona's starting pay.
Last. Oh, did he say starting
pay? Starting pay.
I don't even know if that's true, Chad. I'd have to look into that. That sounds a little bit too rosy for me. But why are all Democrats just shooting this down right away?
Because that's not their idea. Remember, if your team doesn't get the, you know, the thing passed, your team doesn't win.
It's an amazing.
And so we can't have that. We'd rather nobody win
than
somebody
else. Well, I'm not saying there aren't holes in this thing.
Of course, there's holes in everything.
From what I understand, it's like, okay, you get the $10,000 for the first year, but it might go away. Well, then that's not a raise. That's a bonus.
Well, I thought, yeah, I just, there's
holes in
everything. How about
both sides dig in a little bit and see how you could make this?
I got other things going on.
Oh, jeez, right? Chad.
You know what? They're too big. Let's ask the court system and find out what they would like to do with it, because that's what they tend to do.
Okay. Becky Lynn, we're holding up the headlines.
Well, many police departments are facing recruitment and retention challenges. And Apache Junction Police Chief Michael Pooley says smaller departments like his have an added challenge.
We're competing with bigger agencies that offer a bigger salary, that have maybe some more opportunities. So what we have to do is compete with them here in the Valley, as well as other law enforcement agencies across the country.
So he says having an awareness of what his officers need, as well as looking to recruit residents who are invested in the community, has improved the department's culture and increased both hiring and retention.
Hey, when we were in downtown Phoenix yesterday, right, and we were trying to, get educated about what's happening down there with the homeless encampment, and we're driving through it, did you notice the big sign on the side of the building that said, it was like a help wanted, and it's saying police, and it was talking about bonuses.
$7,500 signing bonus.
Yep. You did see it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I drive home at night. I see bonus, $10,000 signing bonus here, $75 there, up to $15,000 here for lateral. And they're doing everything they can to recruit, and it still doesn't seem to be working.
We're holding up the headlines.
Why should they just be kicked out by Grand Canyon University?
In spite of public opposition, the Phoenix City Council voted 5-4 last night to allow evictions at three mobile home parks. Grand Canyon University owns one of them, and it's planning to convert that site to student housing. The council approved $2.5 million for relocation costs.
People are upset. So I own a place, and you're going to tell me that, you know, by a 5-4 margin, I can kick them out. But if you would have went the other way, I own a place, and I can't tell people they can't leave my place. It's ridiculous. Some of these people complain, and I think that if I'm Grand Canyon, hey, we got a big endowment. Let's throw some money at this and help these people get to where they need to go, because the city will shortchange them. But you also can't stop progress. You can't. And I think we forget that. I mean, these are the same people, when I hear them, like, those people would have said, we're not going to have planes because that's going to mess up the sky. You can't stop progress. We're holding up the headlines.
The collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank led to criticism and blame aimed at Arizona's U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Well, now she's breaking down what went wrong and what's being done. Cinema exclusively tells the Mike Broomhead Show the blame falls on mismanagement from the bank and federal regulators failing to conduct proper oversight.
I'm working with a bipartisan group of senators on legislation that would allow for more congressional oversight of our regulators.
This comes as Democrats have blamed Cinema for the crash after supporting looser bank regulations while she was a member of the House.
Yeah. They blamed Cinema for the crash?
Yeah. Apparently so.
Which, by the way, let's not forget Barney Frank, who was part of the Frank Dodd, the famous, he went in and said, hey, we're killing these small banks with regulations, and they're going out of business because it's just too much. So they loosened them, and he said, none of that is true. But the reality is we know what happened with the banks. They were working at home.
Well, that was part of it.
The feds went in there and looked, and they didn't do anything.
They said too many people have been working from home, and you're not paying attention about what's going on in the office. All right, we're holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn is reading the news. She does every day at 3:30, and we like to interrupt and react to her top stories.
Okay, now listen up, Chad. A coroner in Beaver County, Pennsylvania, is still reviewing the cause of death of a man whose body was found in a house that contained roughly 100 venomous snakes, a lizard, and a crocodile.
Whoa.
Police in the town of Aliquippa say the man had a bite mark on the inside of his wrist, but a toxicologist said that mark was not recent. Police took away all of the poisonous and dangerous reptiles. Four adults lived in that house, including a three-year-old girl, and one neighbor had questions.
It's sad that they lost someone. I feel bad for that part, but at the same point in time, why are y'all living with all them snakes in that little itty-bitty old house in a residential neighborhood?
Officials say the two men who lived there ran a reptile business, too.
Yeah, they probably did. You know what? They could be selling venom, and that guy might have died of a heart attack, for all we know.
He might have, but his body was just found there. That's the thing.
Yeah, so, sometimes people, the anti-venom, it comes from somewhere. And
yeah, but you know what's interesting? Because that's why Becky Lynn said, Chad, listen up. You have how many reptiles at your house?
A lot. Not that many, but a lot.
25?
Yeah, probably right around there.
Where do you, and you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't live in, like, you know,
but
this
I don't have venomous. I have kids, so I won't have venomous. I've had venomous in the past. I've had a lot of different kind of venomous creatures, but I've got youngsters, and I won't have them anywhere near that kind of stuff.
That's why you're such a good dad.
That's why I try.
All right, holding up the headlines, saw brought to you by CarolHasTheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.